again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord, Lord over all, Lord over and through and in Him. We live and move and have our being. That is how we exist in our time in the earth. That is how we go through during the window and the time that we are here. And it really is a short window. You know, if you look at our time in the earth, it can be short, or it can be, in the eyes of men and women, a long time. But in the scope of eternity, which is ever present, you know, we're just here for a moment. And then that's it. You know, we're out. We're not here for very long. So in the time that we're here, you want that time to be about what it is that God has put in your heart, with what it is, the vision that He's put in your heart. You know, the world works very hard to take you away from the vision and the reality of who you are in Christ Jesus. So that's part of why the world seeks to conform people to its way, seeks to conform people to a being, but it's really an undoing of themselves, an undoing of their true self, but a being in something in the world, to be somebody, if you would, in the world. But throughout that whole process, there's an emptiness. Throughout that whole time, there's a selling of who that person really is. And there's that giving of their free will into that system that ultimately destroys them. And, you know, that there is the realization that the exchange has been made, you know, but then at the same time, they try to medicate that and to drown it out. But it doesn't work. You know, in the end, it's going to be either you are on the side of light and truth and following Christ in that direction of who He's called you to be, and where your life and your actions and your time in the earth is shaped by the vision that God has given you, or you're going to go the way of the world and fitter away that life and that life force that you have inside of you, that the power of God that's within you. You're going to give that away. You're going to dry up and die. And there's just a misery in that. Like Jesus talked about people that are not in Him, like branches that are cut off from the vine and just wither away and die. And then the only thing that can be done with them is you got to pick them up, toss them in the fire to be burned, because that's the only thing that can happen to them. So the world and the worlders and those that have gone that way, they have no life in them. And in the process of of having no life in them, the loss of just every day, they just dry up a little bit more. Every day they just are a little bit further gone. Now, you know, when Jesus came into this life, He went through the process of being born, of understanding who He was, the revelation of who He was. I mean, He went through that whole process like we go through. And, you know, he went through, he lived life here in this time in the earth. And then He had also a period of 3.5 years where He was actively engaged in that ministry that God had given Him, you know, on the way to the fulfillment of the vision and the purpose for which He was brought into the earth. Now, you know, the life of Christ is an incredible example to all of us of the way that things can be. The way that things can be in your time in the earth, where every moment can be about the Father's business. Jesus said that I don't do anything except what I see the Father doing. You know, like he only did what he saw the Father doing. The words that he spoke were the words that the Father gave him to speak. His vision was set by what the Lord had revealed to him and shown him in his time in the earth. So even when he did things, when he healed the sick, when he raised the dead, when he cleansed the lepers, when he cast out the demons, he was doing things in line with the vision and with the ministry and with the purpose for which he came into this world. For this reason and for this purpose, the Son of God was manifest. 1 John 3:8, to destroy the works of the devil. So Jesus Christ was manifest to destroy that. Now, so when he did, when he walked around in the earth, he was destroying the works of the devil, day in and day out. And then, ultimately, the fulfillment in what happened in the crucifixion and the resurrection, as he went through that process, and as he went to that pinnacle of his time in the earth, in absorbing the sins of the earth and the sins of all of humankind into himself, and paying that price in his own blood and his pure blood that was necessary, because without the shedding of blood there's no remission of sins. So that price that was necessary to be paid was paid in his blood. And when he had done that, and when he had completed that, that was the ultimate destruction of the works of the devil. Where, O death, is thy victory? Where, O death, is thy sting? You know, there was no, the death and hell lost its power in what Christ Jesus did. So death and hell have no power over the children of God, because we are now in Christ Jesus. We have been made one with him. In Jesus' name, you now have conquered death and hell, and you live in victory. Hallelujah. So as you live in that victory now, your time in the earth is shaped by what God reveals to you, the revelation of Christ Jesus, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, part of what we're going to be doing in our time in the earth is destroying the works of the devil. Part of what we're going to be doing in our time in the earth is fulfilling that which is the reason that God has put you, unique you, individual you, in the earth. You are part of the body, you are connected to the head, and yet God has also made you unique with skills, talents, abilities, understandings, ways that he works with you, ways that he pours through you. You are unique in the body, and God has given you a purpose in your time in the earth. And so to part of our journey in life is to understand that, and to understand that reason for which God has put us in the earth, which can only, by the way, be revealed by him on his terms, in his way, in his timing. You know, sometimes people are just not ready for it yet. And he's got to do certain things with us to make us ready. And, you know, you look through the scriptures, and we've talked about this before on several broadcasts that have gone before, where God worked with people. And at different times, different people were ready. You know, Joseph was ready at a different time than Moses. Moses was ready at a different time than Daniel. Daniel was ready at a different time than Joshua. I mean, these guys were, so they were all in process, though. And being in process and being submitted to the will and the direction and the leading and the guiding of the Spirit of the living God is how you go through this life. And so, you know, but your daily life, your daily actions should be shaped by that vision that God has given you, that which God has spoken into your heart, into your being. You know, there's power in writing it down and making it plain. There's power in writing down what God has put on your heart. You know, I remember there was a pastor that I respect, and I remember something that he told me a long time ago. He said, you know, this is like, you know, my teen years, I believe. Yeah, and he said, you know, if you could do anything and you were guaranteed that you would not fail and there was no problem as far as the resources that you would have to be able to do whatever it is, what would you do? What would you do if you could be guaranteed that you would succeed, that you would not fail, and you would have everything you needed to be able to accomplish that? What would you do? You know, these are great questions. These are things that for the child of God to begin to ask and to begin to look and to begin to dream. Because the devil seeks to take away that dream, to take away that vision, to make you question what it is that God has spoken to you. How did he start with Eve in the garden, that whole story? And I'm going to stay very surface on it for the moment. But what was the thing that he said? Did God really say? You know, did God really say? I mean, right away, it's just, you know, he started asking, you know, and bringing in that doubt. So God had given some clear instructions, some clear direction. And did God really say? And the world will do that. The world will work to make you doubt what God has put in your heart, to make you question, especially when you go through adversity, especially when you go through difficult times, especially when you go through challenges, especially when things don't seemingly work out right in your own mind, in your own eyes. Moses, you know, back to when he was 40 years old. You know, at the pinnacle of, you know, his physical prowess and his learning and all the things, and the, you know, the son, you know, in Pharaoh's court, all of that kind of stuff was at his disposal, and he was, in his heart, the desire was there to liberate the children of Israel from what they were going through, and that was with him, and that was in his heart. But, you know, when he tried to make a move and he ended up killing the Egyptian and all the things that transpired as a result of that, and he ran from that place, you know, all of those things. Now, it was in his heart. It was there. But at the same time, these things are not by the hand of man. It's not by the hand of man and our strength and our ability and our skill and our wittiness. That's not how it works. It is not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So that is the way that it works. It's got to be the Spirit of God that does these things. Because anything that's done apart from the Spirit of God, apart from the leading of God, is you don't want to be there. You don't want to be doing that. You don't want to live like that. Because in Matthew 7, you know, many will come to me on that day and say, Lord, Lord, didn't we do this and didn't we do that in your name? Didn't we, you know, do all these great works? Didn't we cast out demons? Didn't we do all this stuff in your name? You basically using your name as a stamp. And Jesus said, you know, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. You were never with me. You were never one with the Father. You were never consummated with the Spirit of God. You did things in and of your own accord, and you tried to use me as a stamp of approval on your own self-will and self-intention as you tried to make yourself something in the world and the world system. And that was your identity, but you didn't know me, and you weren't part of me, and you were not one with me. So I never knew you. We were never consummated. So that being the case, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. And so that, for the child of God, when we are one with the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God leads you. He guides you. He shows you. He directs you. He moves you where he needs you to be. And in that process, you have purpose. You have fulfillment. You live an incredible adventure in your time in the earth, and you accomplish the reason that God has set for you to be in this life. Now, this is also too where the vision that God has put in your heart, you need to hold fast to that. You need to let that come forward. You need to meditate on that. You need to bring that before God in prayer. And you need to let the actions that you take in your day-to-day life be moving in that direction of the vision that God has put in you. Because God will direct you because he's given you an assignment. He's given you something to do. He's given you a part and a role in this. Now, you can look here with what's happened with Faith Mix. It's very easy, very easy for you to see hundreds. I mean, we should just check sometime, but how many audios are up there? Probably, I mean, definitely over 700, probably getting close to 8 now, I think. But hundreds of hours that are up there, where over a decade, where God has given us words to speak, to share, to put out to where the world is out there and receiving. Now, that was started with a very, very simple thing. Started with a very, very simple direction. And as we began, and I did not have the technical expertise at all to put this up there, so I God bless my brothers in Christ that have done the things that were necessary to help make this happen. But, you know, we all shared a vision, and we each did a certain piece in that puzzle, and we've been able to do this. And what's incredible, now, not that you do things for the result, not that you do things for what man will approve or what man will say, because ultimately you want God to be the one to approve your life. You want God to be the one to direct your life. You want God to be the one to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's the only one that matters. It really is. That's the only one that is going to make any difference to you in the grand scheme of things. And it's nice to hear, you know, from people that you love and you care about, especially, that they think that you did well. That's, that approval is nice, and it's encouraging. It's nice to hear from people, yeah, that they like what you did. But in the end, really, the one that matters is the Spirit of the living God. The one that matters is that, were you true to the Father? Were you true to the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit? Were you true to what God gave you to do? Now, here's the thing. A lot of people don't have, and they've never allowed for the Spirit of God to do that in them. And because they've not yielded themselves to the Spirit of God, then whenever something comes along, they're tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. They're tossed to and fro with whatever direction that somebody comes in, that by the cunning craftiness of men, wherein they lie in wait to deceive. Ephesians chapter 4. So, in Ephesians chapter 4, there's some discussion about about growing up. You know, the need to grow up in the body of Christ. The need to come forward, to be what God made you to be. You know, in fact, let's just go to that really quick. verse 10, he that ascended, chapter 4, verse 10 in Ephesians, he that descended is the same that ascended up far above the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers because there's a reason for it. There's something that God would like to see happen here. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which supporteth, with which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Ah, man, that's beautiful. Well, let me just read a little bit more. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth not walk as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their minds, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness, but ye have not so learned in Christ. So, if so be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversations the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. There's just so much goodness in here. Be angry and sin not, let not the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Well, that's a good one to close there. Neither give place to the devil. The devil is always looking for a place in your life, so don't give him one. All right? It's pretty simple. Okay. It's simple. It may not be easy sometimes, but it's simple. All right. So God wants us to grow into the fullness and the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So God has put in us, and he's put people out there also to help you, to help quicken you so that you grow into the fullness of who Christ Jesus intended for you to be in your time in the earth. So now there was a great Bob Marley lyric the other day that I heard. The biggest man you will ever see was one time a baby. I love that. So it's the truth. The biggest man that you will ever see was at one point a baby. Every one of us started somewhere. So, you know, just because you didn't have everything figured out right when you were five, you know, it's fine. The key is that you turned when you knew and you heard the truth, that you turned and you faced the Spirit of the living God, you faced the Father, and you began to walk in that spiritual direction, walking out, because Christ Jesus is the gate, he is the doorway, you are on your way out, you are exiting this world and this world system, and God is putting everything around you so that you are able to do that, and you're able to move in that direction. And as you're doing that, you are growing. You're having experiences. You are learning. God is raising you up. He's building your knowledge. He's building your trust. He's putting spiritual steel in your backbone so that you can go through some stuff. And as you're going, you are growing into the fullness, into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And part of that process is that you are henceforth no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. There are so many people out there right now, and right now you see it more than ever, because the access to information sources and the access and the ability to put out information is easier now than any time in the history of mankind. And the result of that is that so many more people on both sides, you know, the light and the dark, have the ability to communicate and share. But as they do that, you see so many more voices that are there, lying in wait to deceive. Lying in wait, cunning craftiness, traps. Oh my gosh, these traps of the enemy are there. Now, the follower of Christ that continues to go with Christ, God will grow you up. And as he grows you up, you're going to see through these things. You're going to see through people. You're going to start seeing through things so much quicker. You're going to start those areas where God wants to quicken you so that you can go forward and be strong and not fall for these traps and have discernment and not waste 6 months of your life again. You know, you can nip some of those things in the bud in 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes. You know, some of the things that we've made through by the skin of our teeth was literally because God quickened us and moved miraculously on our behalf so that we didn't get destroyed. But, you know, in time to come, God will quicken you even more early, because you've gone somewhere with Christ, and as you've moved forward with him and as you've grown, things that were difficult for you are now smoother, because You have grown strong. You have moved forward in strength. You now can shake these things off because you see through them so quickly. Motives become apparent so fast. Spiritual powers have no strength around you because the Spirit of God flows through you unhindered, because you've been so broken by all that you've gone through, but you've also surrendered your life completely to the Spirit of the living God, and he flows through you unhindered because your entire being is given over to him. You have nothing in this world that you want. There is no, the devil, you've not given him place. Because you've not given him place, and the only way you cannot give the devil place is because every place has already been given over to the Spirit of the living God. You have been completely yielded, 100%, completely to the Lordship of Christ Jesus. There is no double mind in you whatsoever. As the Spirit of God leads and directs that, you go forward and you do. And in doing that, you have been strengthened. In doing that, you have been made a vessel where God will flow through. And God wants, as His Spirit flows through you, in the active and the activities that you do, in the engagements that you have in this life, He wants those to be based also on the vision that He has put in you. Because God wants you to experience something in your time in the earth. You know, practically speaking, you know, if you look practically, what can we do for God? You know, I mean, like, He created all of this. So, you know, and we have in and of ourselves, in our human existence, we have limitation. You know, we come into this life with limitation in a natural sense. So, that being the case, you got to also understand that there's something more important going on than you're doing while you're here in this life. Because our works, our best works, are really nothing. They're like filthy rags in God's sight. So, in and of themselves, apart from Him. But connected to the Spirit of God, they're laced with the Spirit of God. They are beautiful. Your entire being becomes a living sacrifice because you're given over. And the Spirit of God will flow through you in whatever you do. Spirit of God will flow through you when you pay your groceries. The Spirit of God will flow through you when you're driving your car. The Spirit of God will flow through you when you smile at somebody. It will just be the way that you live. And with the activities and the actions that you do, it's not the way that the world does it. The world does everything for sight, for show. The world does everything for to be recognized one of another, because they have to, because they live in a material existence where it has to be seen. It has to be known. Whereas for God, it's between you and Him. And for us, whether we do things and they're seen or whether we do things and they're unseen, either way, we know that all is seen by God. And He's the one that ultimately gives the approval of our lives and our time in the earth. So there will be times where we do things and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people will see it. And there'll be other times where we do things where they will be completely in obscurity. When Jesus, after the crucifixion and the resurrection, and He was walking on the desert road with the two people having a conversation about all the things that had happened in Jerusalem and what had happened with the crucifixion of Jesus. And He just comes up and joins their conversation. It's like, what you guys talking about? And they're like, are you just a stranger here? Do you not know about the things that have happened in Jerusalem in these days? He's like, what things? So funny. So, and He joins them in their conversation and walks with them and explains to them, you know, how slow you are to understand. He explains to them from the scriptures all the things that they needed to know in that journey. And then it's incredible. It's amazing. But an audience of two. You know, and, you know, fortunately that was recorded in the scriptures so that we have an example and an understanding. How many people do you think Jesus spoke to that were not written down, were not recorded? We're just for that experience, we're just for that person. When Jesus said to go into your closet and to pray, you know, that's a very real thing. You know, there's a lot of things that we do before the Father, who knows and sees all things. So you want your life and your time and your existence to be shaped and directed by Him. But also realize that the traps are out there, and you want God to direct your time in the earth, because why waste it? Why waste your energy, your effort? Now, here's a little tip. As an eternal being, for us, time is really irrelevant, actually, because we've crossed into eternity already. So part of what we do is you want to, at all times, be directing your spiritual focus towards the Father, your face, your spiritual face, to face the Father at all times, and to just enjoy His presence, and enjoy that continuous connection that you have with Him. And He will, in the moment, direct what it is that you need to do. He will, in the moment, direct your purpose. He will, in the moment, direct your prayer. He is the place that you go for your recourse. He is the place that you go when you are attacked, when you are assaulted by this world system, when you are tricked, when you are connived against, when you are evilly spoken against, all that stuff, when you are stalked. He's the place that you go. When people continue to track you and stalk you and do the works of the devil, you go to Him and you bring it before Him. And you know, sometimes what God has done too is He just will tell you, you know, just wait. Because they are filling up their cup to their own destruction. And He's giving them that window and that season to try to repent, to stop. But destruction comes swiftly, my friends. Destruction comes quickly. When it does, if they think that in that moment they're going to manipulate God, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. You think you're going to play a game with God? It doesn't work like that. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Bow your knee before the King of Kings while you have the chance and you have the opportunity. Go before God full on, all that you are. This is it, really. This is your moment, because you don't know if you've got another one. And don't be one to get caught up in the games of this world, because the way the world works is going to its own destruction. The way the world works is they're destroying themselves. They're destroying their own souls. And the world is actually transitioning even now. Even now, there's a transition that's taking place. It's going to get messy. But as it gets messy, you, my brother, you, my sister, look up and know that your salvation is nigh, and know that the one that you serve is the one that is with you and leading you and guiding you in this time. Now, does it matter, really, how long that you have here, whether it's another 20 minutes or whether it's another 90 years? Not that much, really, because to live as Christ and to die as gain, to be in step with the Spirit of God, is you're in a good spot. If you're still here, it's because you're about the Father's business. If you're leaving, then it's because your time is done. Either way, you win. Either way, you're an overcomer. Either way, you have accomplished the purposes that God has for you. The moment that you bow your knee before the King of Kings and walk out and trust Him and are following Him and you don't look back, you know, do not put your hand to the plow and look back. That's what happened to Lot's wife, just completely destroyed in that process. Why? Because her heart was in the world. You know, Sodom was a type of the world, and she looked back. All my stuff's back there. You know, I mean, you know, as that city was being destroyed, you know, her heart was there. And it's an example of the destruction that happens. Because even though she was moving physically in the right direction, spiritually, and her heart was somewhere else. Set your heart on things above. Set your heart on... Store up your treasure in heaven, where moth and rust don't break in, and thieves don't break in and steal, and moth and rust don't destroy. You know, that's where you want to be. That's where your direction is. In the middle of that, you know, God will do what He's going to do with you. Some will be in incredible positions and have incredible resources, and some will be wherever God wants you to be, at whatever level. It doesn't matter. That's the thing. That's the beauty of it. It doesn't matter when you've let all of that go. He's going to work with you. Now, if you've got a desire in your heart, take it before the Father, because He has given you direct access to His throne, and He will speak to you directly. Be kind as much as possible in your words one to another. Be kind to one another as much as possible. But also, when necessary, move in the authority that God has put in you. And know that God has you here for a time and a purpose and a season. and let that time in the earth, let that which God has put in you, the vision that God has spoken to you, let that continue to direct you, what you do while you're here in the earth, because God has an incredible purpose. This is an incredible time for us to be here. So we need you in the fight. We need you to put your shoulders back and to pray. 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 Oh my gosh. Pray, brothers and sisters. Pray in the Spirit. Pray on every occasion. Pray with all kinds of prayers. Pray with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and however it is that God gives it to you. Pray. Because as you pray, things change. And with that, we love you guys. We love you. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. We love you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.